The way to the so-called fight of the century.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Listen, when you're talking about the best fighter, you're talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather faces Manny Pacquiao Saturday night in a welterweight showdown at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a mega bout that's been 5 years in the making, and it's expected to be the highest grossing fight in history. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, says when the final count is tallied, the fight could bring in between $400 million and $500 million. Mayweather will get 60% of the purse, and the Pac-Man gets the remaining 40%. Floyd Money Mayweather has won all 47 of his prize fights with 26 knockouts. The Filipino star Pacquiao, meanwhile, has a professional record of 57 wins, 5 losses, and 2 draws with 38 knockouts. The 38-year-old Mayweather and the 36-year-old Pacquiao have been the biggest draw cards of their generation. And while they might be a few years past their prime, there is still tremendous interest in the fight. The two boxing champions held their one and only news conference last month at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles. The first fighter to the podium was the Pac-Man, and he was introduced by his promoter, Bob Arum.
He is a fierce fighter who doesn't quit, who gives its all, and will bring his best on May 2nd. I present to you now the WBO welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Thank you, Bob. And I would like to thank God for giving us and providing us a wonderful day, a beautiful day, and giving us strength. I believe that is what are you waiting for since 5 years ago. So I think the fight is on and you're very excited. I know you're very excited, and we're both of us, we're going to undergo a hard training for this fight. And we will do our best on May 2 to make you happy.
I'm sure Manny Pacquiao will be very happy if he becomes the first prize fighter to beat Floyd Money Mayweather, who was introduced at the Los Angeles news conference by promoter Leonard Ellerbe.
This next man, he really doesn't need any introduction. He's been pound for pound the best fighter in the world for many, many years. He's 47-0 with 26 knockouts. He's beat everybody in the sport. Come May 2nd, it will be no different. He's the current WBC welterweight and super welterweight champion. He's the WBA unified welterweight champion. And he's also the WBA super champion in the super welterweight division. He's been named the world's highest paid athlete by Forbes magazine, ESPN the magazine, and Sports Illustrated, which is truly a testament to his great popularity around the world. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the pound for pound best fighter on this planet, none other than Floyd Money Mayweather.
May 2nd, the fight of the century. It's all about the best fighting the best. And Pacquiao is one of the best fighters of this era. And everything's about timing. I think we couldn't choose a better time. But our game plan is just to be smart and take one fight at a time, like all 47 fights. This is an unbelievable matchup. Action-packed fight. I'm in the gym working right now, dedicating myself to the sport, pushing myself to the limit, because I never wanted to win a fight so bad in my life. And I'm pretty sure he's going to push himself to the limit. He wants to win the same way I want to win. May 2nd, that's when the world stops. I want everyone to tune in. Mayweather Pacquiao, the biggest fight in boxing history. Thank you.
That's Floyd Money Mayweather, who will fight Manny Pacquiao on May 2nd in a blockbuster welterweight bout. Boxing fans all over the world are licking their chops in anticipation of this one, including my friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
VOA sports fans, I mentioned the big money at stake in the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Well, there's also some big money at stake at this year's Wimbledon Tennis Championships. The men's and women's singles champions will each receive the same prize of almost $3 million U.S. dollars, a 7% overall increase. During a news conference Tuesday at Wimbledon, All England Club Chairman Philip Brook had this to say.
I think without the world's best tennis players, we wouldn't have the world's best tennis tournament. And we recognise that the players are an essential ingredient of our championships. And this level of prize money is affordable for these championships. And therefore, we feel it's important that we should reflect that in what we pay the players. So it's against that background, and on top of very significant increases over the past 3 years, that we are today announcing another generous increase of 7% in total prize money. So that will take our prize money up by 1.75 million and to a new level of 26.75 million overall. And I should add that after announcing record prize money in 2013 and 2014, at 26.75 million, Wimbledon prize money will again be the highest prize money ever in professional tennis.
That's Philip Brook, the chairman of the All England Club, speaking Tuesday at Wimbledon. The prestigious Grand Slam tennis tournament gets underway June 29th and goes through July 12th. The defending men's and women's singles champions are Novak Djokovic of Serbia and Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic.
The Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
We begin with football. Hosts Ghana beat Liberia 2-0 in the opening leg of their men's 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympic qualifier played in Tamale on Sunday. Elsewhere, Botswana mauled their Kenyan visitors 3-0 in Lobatse, while Rwanda beat Somalia 2-0 in Kigali. Turning to athletics, Pierre Vermaak triumphed in the boys' 10,000-meter race walking to open the floodgate of gold medals South Africa amassed on the final day at the Africa Youth Athletics Championships in Redouit, Mauritius on Sunday. Other gold medals came from Gift Lotlela in 200 meters, Henry Van Furen in javelin, and the boys' medley relay. In the girls' events, Nicola Debrain triumphed in 200 meters, as did Talon Bild in discus. Senegal's Fatou Badji, Nigeria's Olude Fadakemi, and Namibian Sylvia Schultz won the girls' triple jump, 5-kilometer race walking, and heptathlon, respectively, while Kenyan Kipyego Bett and Vincent Kilel won the boys' 800 meters and triple jump, respectively. Staying in Redouit, South Africa are the new Africa Youth Athletics champions. They topped the medal table at the end of the four-day contest with 17 gold, 6 silver and 6 bronze medals. Kenya is second, while defending champions Nigeria are placed third. They are followed by Botswana, Algeria, Egypt, Madagascar, Mauritius, Namibia, while Rwanda and Senegal are tied in 10th place. Zambia is 12th, followed by Zimbabwe, Uganda, Seychelles, Gambia, Eritrea, and the Comoro Islands. Meanwhile, Kenyan defending champion Ezekiel Kiptoche B retained his rock and roll Madrid Marathon title in the Spanish capital on Sunday. Fellow Kenyan Monica Jepkoech won the women's race. Elsewhere, Ernest Ngeno and Helena Kirop secured a Kenyan sweep in the men's and women's event at the Yellow River Estuary Marathon in Dongying, China. In Britain, Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge won the London Marathon.
I was a little bit scared, but I was very careful in 40 kilometers. I know Wilson will go automatically in 40 kilometers, but I was confident that I will go with this race.
Eliud Kipchoge won Sunday's London Marathon in a time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 42 seconds. He won a thrilling sprint finish against fellow Kenyan Wilson Kipsang, who finished 5 seconds back, and marathon.